United States versus Goings, Ms. Lindsay Guimaraes.
Good morning. Rose Lindsay Guimaraes for Mr. Montel Goings. Your Honors, this court in United States versus Hall paved the way for a district court in the context of a 3582 sentence reduction motion to dig into the facts and determine how much more than 1.5 kilograms would be applicable to a particular defendant. In this particular case, the district court did not conduct the requisite inquiry into the specific quantity that should be attributable to Mr. Goings. The record shows here that the factual basis in Mr. Goings' plea agreement is ambiguous at best with respect to different variables of time and quantity and frequency of his packaging of crack cocaine. As a result, it's not clear, based on the factual basis of the plea agreement alone, precisely how much should be attributable to Mr. Goings in terms of the crack cocaine he was involved with. In addition, at one of the static hearings with regard to the motion in the district court explicitly said that with respect to other co-defendants who had gone to trial, the district court had the benefit of hearing trial testimony to ascertain the precise quantities attributable to co-defendants. But the district court said that in the case of defendants such as Mr. Goings, who entered into a plea agreement, it said specifically that it did not go through a fact-finding process. As a result, the district court in another status mentioned that it wanted to be consistent. And if it wasn't consistent, it wanted to have reasons for any inconsistency. And the two other co-defendants who appear to be similarly situated ended up receiving a sentence reduction. Those motions were granted.
Well, that was a mistake, right?
The government is now claiming that it was potentially a mistake.
Well, of course it was a mistake. Look, this fellow, 5 years he was doing this. Well, how could...
It's not clear that it's an entire 5 years. The record says that he got involved approximately 1997. We don't know for sure if it's at the beginning or the end. His involvement ended in March of 2002. We don't know for sure.
All right, suppose it was 4 years instead of five.
Even so.
How much did he sell a day?
It's unclear.
How much did he package a day?
It's unclear. The facts to which he pled guilty basically provide that, you know, ambiguous terms such as eventually and frequently and sometimes 3 to 4 times a week and sometimes more, all of these different phrases in the factual basis are ambiguous. So because of that, as this court has determined in its precedents, this court has said that it's error to not engage in the proper analysis.
He admitted that he packaged crack cocaine 3 or 4 times a week,
yes,
nearly every day eventually. So suppose he did it 3 times a week. How much would that be? How much would he be packaging?
We can't say without an appropriate finding because...
Yes.
It's impossible to do so.
A lower-level guess.
Well, if we were to look at the sample calculation that Mr. Goings presented, it is possible to provide estimates to all of these different variables and actually come up with a quantity under 4.5 kilograms. Now, the government...
If I saw that correctly, in essence, you take every frequently or 97 to 02 and, you know, 5 times a week, 3 or 4 times a week, et cetera. In essence, if every domino tips in the defendant's direction, then you get slightly under 4.5
right.
kilos, right? And the district judge obviously thought that there were scores, maybe hundreds of kilos involved in this conspiracy over the course of this, right, given the overall volume.
Yes. The problem is, though, that even if the government, as the government's claiming, we are taking these estimations to an extreme, the government, we could argue, is doing the same thing to the other extreme. The truth may be somewhere in the middle, but the point is...
How much cocaine is there in 1,000 bags?
That's the question here. In the plea, excuse me, in the pre-sentence report, the agent involved in the case gave an estimate of about 0.15 grams per dime bag. And as a result, if we don't know sure,
that's 1.5 kilograms for the bag, for the 1,000 bags.
Let's see. Right.
So it says he would frequently package $10,000 worth. This is his confession, a plea agreement, $10,000 worth of cocaine, or about 1,000 bags in a single sitting. So if you say it's a 1.5 grams,
that's
1,500 grams, right? Isn't that 1.5 kilograms? That's 1.5 kilograms a day. Does this frequently, and it's 5 years. We're giving you 4 years.
But this court has said the district court must engage in the actual analysis and point to
the
evidence.
What's the point? I mean, what's the point?
The point is that
you send it to another judge. It's perfectly obvious what the result is, and it's just preponderance, right?
Not at all. The district court is required to engage in the appropriate analysis.
It's just preponderance of the evidence, right? That's the standard.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes, it's a preponderance of the evidence, but the district court is required to engage in the process of determining.
He's saying in his plea agreement, frequently I do 1.5 kilograms a day.
Right.
Frequently, and this is for, you say it could be 4 years, it's the end of 97.
Right.
All right, frequently for 4 years. Right? What's frequently? Once a week? That's 200 times? That's 300 kilograms?
And again, all
you're
of this...
arguing about whether it might be less than 4.5 kilograms?
Again, it's
all...
3 days'
work for him? What's the point?
The point is that the court is required...
What do you get gain from that?
If there
what,
is...
What sane judge could find less than 4.5 kilograms? Just looking at his... plea agreement, right?
It is possible. It
well,
is
it
possible.
Is not possible.
To come in
it is not possible. It is not possible. How is it possible? He admits he often did 1,000 bags a day over a period of a minimum of 4 years. How is it possible that that doesn't add up to 4.5 kilograms?
We have to actually look at every variable here. How frequently did he do that? How much or how little?
Frequently does it 3 times. That's enough.
If we're talking about quantity across time, we need to know how frequently. There are all kinds of variables.
If the analysis shows that instead of 1.5 kilograms a day that he did this, it was instead 150 grams, that is, if it's less than a gram per bag, we'd still wind up with this fellow doing a kilogram, packaging a kilogram every few weeks, right? And he was doing this for 4 years at minimum, right?
In our reply brief, we actually set forth another potential calculation where it actually does come in under 4.5 kilograms. And the point is, though, is that the district court needed to conduct that analysis. What was the joint endeavor? What was the scope of his joint endeavor? What was reasonably foreseeable to him in furtherance of that conspiracy? What specific evidence was he relying on?
He's only being held responsible for hands-on quantities, right?
It appears so, yes.
Okay, so yes. This isn't even the full Pinkerton-type reach that's possible.
But we don't even know for sure whether the district court was thinking in those broader terms or not, because the district court provided no analysis. It didn't gauge in any of the process of going through the two-step analysis of determining the scope and then the reasonable foreseeability and furtherance of that. And so the district court was required, based on this court's precedents, to provide a reason as to how and why it arrived at its figures. And given the fact that Mr. Goings proposed at least one way to calculate under 4.5, it needed to conduct that analysis so that this court could determine whether that analysis was reasonable and based upon reliable evidence.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Lindsay Guimaraes. Mr. DeWald?
May it please the Court, Ronald DeWald on behalf of the United States. The district court did not abuse its discretion when it denied the motion to reduce the sentence. The underlying record here shows that there was in excess of 4.5 kilograms of crack cocaine attributable to the defendant. As the PSR indicated, as well as the underlying factual basis, that this was an enormous drug conspiracy, distributing 150 grams of crack cocaine per day. The individual bags contained 0.15 grams of crack, and that they were selling it at $10,000 worth, or 1,000 bags per day.
Right. I was wrong. It wasn't a kilogram. Yeah.
So, but it would take a person participating in a conspiracy a mere 30 days to achieve 4.5 kilograms. And as we've just established through the factual basis of the plea agreement, the defendant participated in excess of 4 years. Therefore, this finding made by the district court is not inconsistent with the record. It's not unreasonable. And it's not fundamentally wrong. The Amendment 706 leaves the base offense level to a level 38. The guideline range does not change, and therefore 3582 is no avail of him. Unless there's any other questions, we're asking this court to affirm the denial of their motion to reduce the sentence.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. DeWald, and we thank Ms. Lindsay Mars and the defenders for vigorous efforts on behalf of the court. Next case.